Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hour number two of the Fan After Dark is upon you right now. Hopefully you guys enjoyed hour number one, and hopefully you're enjoying your Thursday out here in the DFW. I know you guys are either getting off work, heading into work. So let us know where you're up to on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 877-881-1053. And while you're doing that, kick back and relax, because we'll be going out to our boy, Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News. All things Dallas Cowboys training camp has wrapped up, mini camp with the voluntary and mandatory OTAs. We're going to have to wait for training camp in Oxnard. Calvin, how are you doing on this Thursday afternoon, and what was your biggest takeaway from this week of practices?
I'm doing good. The biggest takeaway I got was how the Cowboys are focusing so much on chemistry and team bonding and ping pong balls and shooting baskets in the coach's office. So a lot of talk about stuff away from the football field, which might be a distraction from whether or not we think this team is going to be good or not. But that's the biggest takeaway I've gotten so far after watching these boys, have their underwear Olympics over about a 4 or 5 week span.
You know, Calvin, and that is the thing. I mean, let's not get too excited about, no contact or anything like that. But let me ask you this, because we were talking about it in the last segment. What is the overarching feeling, though, and dare I say the vibes, as the kids like to say these days, surrounding camp now versus a year ago when you had a lame duck coach, you had two of your two best offensive players, not in camp, wanting new contracts, and just the overall just kind of malaise of the fact that you did nothing in that offseason?
It's a much better vibe now, as you said, than last year. Last year we had with CeeDee Lamb, was looking for his money, and he didn't show up until, late in camp, and McCarthy was a lame duck coach, and he wanted a contract extension. There was a lot of issues going on. Then Trayvon Diggs was hurt, and he was coming off a torn ACL. And now it's a more of a positive vibe, a lot of high energy, a lot of coaches yelling and screaming, and loud music at practices. As I said, it's been a really good vibe, and a lot of discussions more about bonding together. Now, the bottom line is Micah Parsons, he doesn't have a contract, so once again, we're going to have a key player looking for a new deal. And once again, Trayvon Diggs is coming off a severe knee injury, so whether or not he will start on time remains to be seen. So there are some similarities to last year, but overall, there's a much better chemistry, vibe, feeling, however, whatever word you want to use, surrounding this team.
Calvin, let the fans and myself know kind of some of your favorite position battles that you've been watching, whether it be at the cornerback position, running back, some O-line stuff, some D-line stuff. Kind of what has been your favorite one to watch so far?
The cornerbacks. It's interesting because We don't know when Diggs is going to come back from his surgery. Third-round pick, Savon Revel, he's probably going to start training camp on the PUP because he tore his ACL last year when he was in college. So and then we get to offseason practices, and we've looked at De'Ron Bland, who is probably the best healthy corner, and he's in the slot, right? And so one of the better corners I've seen, who's almost every time I'm out there, he's making a play on the ball, is Kaiir Elam. Yeah, interception of a Dak Prescott pass yesterday. So he's probably been the best corner we've seen. Kellyanne Carson, who I thought played pretty well early in the year before he hurt his shoulder, then he got a little hesitant on contact once he returned. The team seems to really like him at corner. Josh Butler, who's hurt. Troy Pride, who's hurt. They're trying to come back. So there's a good competition there at the cornerback position. I've seen Wanya Thomas out there. Is there Mukwamu? He's been out there on the outside. So there's a lot of uncertainty at corner in terms of who's going to start where. And I'm also concerned about running back, to be honest with you. I like what Javon Williams could potentially do. Him and Miles Sanders, they've been rotating with the ones in the last couple of days in the OT in the mandatory minicamp. So I'm not sure who's going to be the starter per se, but I think they're going to have a rotation. There's a lot of speed on this football team. I think you guys have talked about Jadon Blue from Texas. He's a fast guy. You got your boy Turpin. He's got speed. George Pickens, he's got a lot of speed. So the Cowboys want to incorporate a lot more speed, plays, Dak getting the ball fast, getting rid of the ball quicker. They want to get their guys in space, their speed guys in space. They want to get Jadon Blue and Turpin, you know, one-on-one with people so they can juke past those guys and get down the field. If you remember, the Cowboys were one of the worst teams in the league last year in plays of 20 or more yards. Mm-hmm. And how do you get plays of 20-plus yards? Guys and boys that can catch the ball and can go. And they didn't have a lot of that last year. And it seems that this year, in terms of adding Blue and Pickens and maybe even incorporating Turpin more on offense, they'll try to do that.
Quick one, then I'll hand it off to Fred. If you had to make a prediction week one, what does the secondary look like?
Well, that's a good one. That's a good one, boys. Man, I would say De'Ron Bland's going to start at outside corner. I think this was more of experimentation with him in the slot. And I was going to say Revel will be the other starting corner. But, man, it's kind of tough to put a rookie out there, even though it's been done before, right? So you're a third-round pick, so we expect you to have an impact. But if he's healthy enough to participate, maybe he starts outside. I can't see Mukwamu starting outside. Elam is a guy they acquired in the offseason. He's another guy who I think might start before Diggs can get his act together and come back at some point in the midway point of the year. But as of right now, I would say Bland, Elam, and maybe Revel if he's healthy enough to play. And I wouldn't count out Carson, who was a draft pick the previous year.
So in that scenario, is Bland in the nickel, or do you have another player in the nickel?
I'm going to have another player in the nickel. And Revel's an outside guy. Carson can probably play the slot, so Carson might be the slot guy. Okay. And Bland is the outside guy because Bland has told us he is not happy playing in the slot because he's in a contract year. That messes up his money. Slot corners don't get paid big money, as you guys know. So he needs to have a big year as an outside corner so he can either command money from the Cowboys or go in free agency and command big money, and he's got to make his move as an outside corner. And he is a fantastic outside corner. He's been one of the better corners on this team.
See, I just wonder if he plays the slot corner, and because I know, and I've heard that refrain before that, you know, he's worried about, you know, the money-wise, but I would think that it would actually, I mean, if you show that you can play slot and the outside, I think that would actually benefit you, wouldn't it?
Yes and no. Okay, let's look at Jordan Lewis, right? Jordan Lewis was a nickel corner from day one, when he walked in the building from Michigan. And he became a free agent last year, got a one-year deal. Mm-hmm. Became a free agent this year, I think he's in Jacksonville, right? I think he got a 2 or 3 year deal, something like that. But that money is not the same in what Trayvon Diggs is getting. You know? Now, yes, you can show the versatility of playing, hey, I can play the slot, I can play outside. However, you make your money as an outside corner, you know? And so if I'm Deron Bland, yeah, I can play in the slot, but I won't be able to travel in terms of following guys all over the field and show that. So that's why I think Deron Bland's a little irked about playing a lot, getting a lot of snaps at the slot.
We'll get into the offense, and maybe we'll get into this conversation, but we'll definitely do it as we get closer and once training camp starts. But this is now the third year in a row where the Cowboys have had a different defensive coordinator. And let's be real. I mean, say what we want about the Cowboys. They haven't scrimped on D coordinators, right? I mean, you know, Dan Quinn is damn good at what he does. Mike Zimmer may be a grump, but he's a damn good D coordinator. And while I may not want Matt Eberflus managing my timeouts, he's not a bad defensive coordinator. What's the difference in what you've seen so far, and are you at all concerned that there's going to be an acclimation period, and how long do you think that's going to be from a defensive side of the ball?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It seems as if this year, in comparison to last year, the defensive coordinator is saying, this is my scheme, and we got to do it. Last year, when Mike Zimmer came in, he kind of kept some of the things that they did previously under Dan Quinn. And then later in the year, Zimmer admitted, you know what? I should have instituted what I like to do more than keeping what we had previously. Matt Eberflus, who, as you guys know, the DC, is a good DC in Indy. He had a good defense in Chicago. He's instituting what he wants them to run, and that's a good thing. These guys are hustling to the ball. Now, we don't know if they're going to be a physical defense. That's what they're saying they're going to be, and we don't know if they can stop the run because they couldn't stop the run under Dan Quinn. They couldn't stop the run under Mike Zimmer. So we'll see with the additions on the defensive line if they can stop the run. And Matt Eberflus has a scheme where the guys are going to attack. That's what they want Mozzie Smith to do. That's what they want Oso Odighizuwa to do. And they got, you know, the veteran and Thomas from Capel, Solomon Thomas. So they feel like we're going to be an attacking defense. We're going to be more physical. And everyone says that, right? But we won't know until we get to Thursday night in Philadelphia if this is going to be the case.
Let's flip to the offensive side of the ball as we're talking to Calvin Watkins of the Dallas Morning News here. When you look at the tight end position, it's been a fun one to discuss because it's the only position group that had no changes to it as far as new guys being brought in. You got Scooney, you've got Ferguson, and then the new name that's popping up as far as not new on the roster, but new as far as we're talking about him, Brian Spanford, who got a day or two with the first team as far as reps goes. Kind of, can you shine any light on why that was? Was that just we want to get him reps? That has nothing to do with Ferguson. Was it more of an indictment on Schoon, or is it just OTAs and it's nothing about it? It's just guys getting reps.
A little bit of both. They like Spanford. He was on the come last year, as Jerry likes to say. He was on the come up, and he just couldn't get on the field. Schoonmaker, I think, has gotten better. Ferguson just had a rough year. He had a concussion. He got hurt. And so he was interesting, but he said yesterday that he didn't have a touchdown last year. And he said this is his first time in his life playing football that he never scored a touchdown last year. And Dak Prescott made a note of it by saying, you know, I wasn't on the field for like the last like 8 or 9 games. and he probably would have got one if I was still out there. So, but I do like the tight end room, and it's going to be a versatile group. You know, Princeton Fant they like as well. Mm-hmm. There was some position flexibility they were talking about today with one of the fullbacks, Hunter Lepke. They were talking about him playing a little bit of full, a little bit of tight end as well. But span of forward is something that tight ends coach Lunda Wells really loves him. He's a big kid. He can block, which is the key in all, for all tight ends. He can really block, and that's what's also getting him on the field. He's probably better blocking than Scooney. So, but that's going to be an interesting group. But I do feel like all three of those guys are going to play. Ferguson, as you know, he's entering a contract year, so he's got to make his mark too. So that's going to be a good competition as the season progresses.
How much should we read into Calvin Watkins joining us here talking all things Dallas Cowboys? How much should we read into Jaden Blue's been on some kickoff coverage? But, I mean, it's still Kevontae Turpin ride or die, correct?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Daniel Turbo was returning punts.
Okay.
I talked to Tolbert, and I said, you turning punts? He's like, nah, I'm just making sure that if something happens to Turp, they got me. I said, okay. So, and Blue, you know, that's the same thing. You know, one of the better returners in the NFL is Kevontae Turpin. Signed a 3-year deal, the highest contract paid to a special teams guy outside of the kickers and the punters. The Cowboys value Turpin, and they want to use him more, as I said earlier, on offense. But, look, you can keep that man back there in the end zone, catching kickoffs and fielding punts, because that's what he does best. That's how he got in the NFL, by doing that.
So, okay, and I'm glad you brought that up, because I want to segue off of that real quick, because you mentioned our boy Jalen Tolbert, who won't be getting any Christmas cards from Blake anytime soon. We tried him at number two, okay? He did the best with what God gave him. I think it's pretty clear, though, there's a reason why you went out and got George Pickens, and hell, we forgot Jonathan Mingo's even on the team right now. Where are we at with this wide receiver 3 and 4 now that you've got arguably the two best wide receiver tandem in the National Football League? And how many wide receivers do you think, and I know it's early for this, but let's go ahead and do it anyway, how many wide receivers do you think this team carries week one?
I think they're going to go over 5.
Okay.
So your top two is going to be CD and your boy Pickens, right?
Yes.
So who the 3 guy is, I don't know. I had a good talk with Jonathan Mingo the other day. So it could be Mingo and then Tolbert, right?
Right. Well, and your boy Turpin, right?
Don't forget about my boy Turp.
Yeah, I mean, Turp's got to make it.
Well, here you go. See, Turp could play 2 positions. So Turp is your returner, and he's your 6th receiver.
Yeah.
So that means your 5th receiver could be Jalen Brooks, right?
Flournoy.
Could be Ryan Flournoy, who they like. It could be Paris Campbell. So, and they're not cutting Mingo, unless Mingo is just a disaster in training camp, right? They gave him a 4th-round pick for the man. So we assume he's going to make the roster. So you keep 6 receivers, and technically it's 5, because Turp is going to be like your return guy. So,
yeah.
But that last spot between Flournoy, Jalen Brooks,
and Tolbert.
I think Tolbert's fine.
You good?
I think Jalen's good.
Best wide receiver 4 in the league.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, you got CD, Pickens, Tolbert, Mingo. Those are, and Turp is 5, okay?
Damn.
So now you know what I'm saying? So now you're going, and we always said Turp's playing 2 spots. He's a returning guy, too. So that's 1 spot for somebody. Campbell, yeah. Flournoy, Brooks, maybe Kelvin Harmon gets the opportunity.
Trayshawn Holden.
Maybe so. A lot of people are liking him. So we'll see what happens when we get to Oxnard. But, yeah, I just think that spot, you got like 5 or 6 guys playing for 1 spot at wideout.
Tell you what, for a group that was uninspiring last year, I will say they have done a great job of adding some competition. Get you out of here with this. Everybody's loving up on Joe Milton, of course, when you're the backup quarterback. Everybody loves the backup quarterback. And when you got a quarterback that's getting a little long in the tooth and has shown the propensity to have a major injury from time to time, God forbid anything happened to Dak Prescott, but for the sake of this conversation, if Joe Milton were pressed into action next year, how comfortable would you feel?
Well, he did win a game for the Patriots last year at the end. It cost him the #1 pick. And Milton has been getting reps with the second team, so that says something there. And now that might be more about, hey, let's see what you can do. We know who Will Grier is, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. the fact that he won that game at the end of the year for the Patriots was kind of like, okay, he could do a little something here. You know, now he didn't even start that game. He came in for Drake May after the first series, but still, you got some tape on him.
Yeah.
And he's looked pretty good in practice. There was a throw he had the other day. I don't know where he was throwing it to, but he missed somebody in the back of the end zone. But that will happen from time to time. But I think that's another competition there between Milton and Greer that's worth looking at. Milton's got a heck of an arm. And in this offense where they want to go more vertical, you need someone to get the ball down the field. And yes, you're right. Prescott gets hurt every other year, it seems, right? Last year was a hamstring. Then he wasn't hurt the previous year. He was back up for the MVP award, finished second to, I think, Lamar.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens this year. Hopefully Dak won't get hurt. And then hopefully you can develop, as that magic word again, you can get Joe Milton developed a little bit more. But they do like Will Greer. So don't cancel out Will Greer because I think he's going to make it a good competition.
Just an abundance at backup quarterback. What a time to be alive. Calvin, tell the folks at home.
Time to be alive.
Tell the folks at home where they can find you at on X, and tell the folks at home why you're excited about this visit and the G-Bag tomorrow at 4.
You can find me on X at Calvin Watkins, and I'm always excited to be with you guys on the Fan. It's like coming home. It's like coming home.
Fan After Dark, your favorite spot?
Yes, it is, even though it's sunny out right now.
Enough said, Calvin. Enough said. Make sure you let the G-Bag boys know that tomorrow when you join them at 4 o'clock. Calvin, great stuff as always, my friend.
Hey, you got to stay out of trouble.
Hey, that's its own. Let's not even get into it. Calvin, thank you. Appreciate you as always.
Thank you.
There you have it. The one, the only, Calvin Watkins. Give him a follow. You will be glad that you did. All right. We're going to segue into a little NBA around the NBA.
More trade rumors.
We got trade rumors to get to, and Magic Johnson has a message for Luka. And what makes a superstar? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.